I think I knew from a very early age that at some point, Jackie would become my responsibility. That awareness was one of the main reasons I was driven to work so hard, but my feelings went beyond financial responsibility. For so many years, I was embarrassed by her, ashamed of her, guilty that I had so much and she had so little. Not much was understood about retardation when Jackie was born almost 80 years ago. There were few schools which dealt with the intellectually impaired, few workshops where they could go and learn a trade, few employers who would figure out how to use their talents and their loyalty. Today, Jackie could probably get a job, something simple but productive. She might even have met and married a nice man. But back then, Jackie's life was essentially one of isolation, except for the relationships she had with me and my mother and father. My parents protected her. They never discussed her outside the family or explained her condition to anyone. People wouldn't understand, they felt. Jackie would be shunned and humiliated. Jackie's isolation also contributed to my own sense of isolation. As a child, I didn't have birthday parties because Jackie didn't. I didn't join the Girl Scouts because Jackie couldn't join. I rarely had friends over to the house because they didn't know what to make of my sister, and I would hear the whispers, real or imagined. When I was older, my mother, heartsick at Jackie's loneliness, would often ask me to take her along when I was with a girlfriend or on a date with a boy. I loved my sister. She was sweet and affectionate, and she was, after all, my sister. But there were times I hated her, too, for being different, for making me feel different, for the restraints she put on my life. I didn't like that hatred, but there's no denying that I felt it. I imagine, as I say this, that almost anyone who has a sibling who is chronically ill or mentally or physically impaired will understand what I mean. Perhaps you'll be horrified at my admission, or perhaps you will recognize some of the same emotions and will feel relief that you're not alone. Much of the need I had to prove myself, to achieve, to provide, to protect, can be traced to my feelings about Jackie. But there must be something more, the something that makes one need to excel again and again. Some may call it ambition. Well, I can live with that. Some may call it insecurity, although that's such a boring, common label like being called shy that it means little. But as I look back, it feels to me that my life has been one long audition, an attempt to make a difference and to be accepted. And that includes this book. My sister was a very pretty child. Her mental condition had nothing to do with her physical appearance. She was fair-haired, fair-skinned, with a sweet smile, shorter than I, curvier than I. You wouldn't have known by looking at Jackie that there was anything different about her, until she opened her mouth to talk. Jackie was the worst stutterer I have ever heard. She stuttered so badly that sometimes when she was trying to get a word out, her tongue protruded from her mouth. My parents tried almost every technique available to help her as she was growing up, but nothing seemed to make a difference. Until Jackie died of ovarian cancer in 1985, I worried about her, supported her, made decisions for her that my parents couldn't make, and agonized over the fact that although I couldn't always love her, she always loved me. She taught me compassion and understanding. In later years, these feelings would be so important to me in interviewing. Often frustrated herself, often cranky and prone to tantrums, she never expressed resentment or jealousy of me. So, yes, I had mixed feelings, but I believe the love was stronger than the resentment. I tell you all this because young people starting out in television sometimes say to me, "I want to be you." My stock reply is always, "Then you have to take the whole package." They laugh politely, not knowing what I'm talking about, and I don't elaborate. I've guarded my sister's privacy for years, and though she was the central force in my life, she was just part of the package that I'm about to unwrap now. That package also includes my brilliant impresario of a father, my loving but conflicted mother, the amazing and celebrated people I met from childhood on, and my professional career in television. Oh, that. But mostly, this memoir is a personal story of how and why I got from there to here. I will now audition for you.